As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, November the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, and especially with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. My, oh, my. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radical. The philosophical radical, I said. Yeah, I am. But boy, I'll tell you what, freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone. Call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold is gaining strength above $1,090. The precious metals and the currencies are weaker on rising equities in crude oil, and the U.S. dollar is losing the investor confidence game. We'll cover all of that in a moment. The knowledge gap widens with our returning guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, November the 10th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off 40 cents at $1,102.50 an ounce. Silver losing 22 cents in early trading at $17.35 an ounce. Platinum loses $8 at $13.49 an ounce. And palladium off a buck at $331 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning at $10 spread, spanning that $1,100 level. It's $1,096 for the low, $1,106.40 for a high. At $1,102.50, your gold is up $367.80 year on year for a 50.12% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning capitulate, set the gold price at $1,099.75. They just can't quite seem to say $1,100 gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 204 yesterday at 10,227. The NASDAQ closed up 42 at 2154, and the S&P was up 24 at 1,093. So much for the equities, eh? Crude oil up 28 cents in early morning trading, trades at $79.71 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, the ICE, if you will, up 9 basis points at 75.14. In the Forex, foreign exchange rates market, the Forex, the Canadian dollar at 95 cents, the Mexican peso at 8, the euro at 1.5, the British pound at $1.67, and that old Swiss franc is 99 cents. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Just to recap the market this morning, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off 40 cents at $1,102.50, silver off 22 cents at $17.35, and platinum off $8 at $13.49. In the USDX, we see that up about 9 basis points, trading at 75.14. But the entire foreign exchange rates, that with the little basket of currencies that we deal with here on a regular basis, they're all down this morning. In the bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is at 0.83. It just continues to decline. The yield on the 10-year is 3.44, and the 30-year is at 4.34%. And you know this week is going to be a big bond selling week, so we'll see what happens there. In the mortgage markets, the 15-year mortgage continues to climb. A month ago, it was at 4.59%. So you get a 15-year mortgage today, you're going to be paying 4.71% plus points. So it's up quite a bit. The 30-year, likewise, withdrawing credit out of the mortgage market, up from 4.97% a month ago to 5.11% now. Just watch those mortgage rates continue to climb. With all that said, the market reports are behind us. I don't have any other news necessarily. And so let's just go ahead and say good morning, Vicki Davis, and thank you for coming back again to Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, Will. And, you know, it's what we're going to talk about today is just a continuation of what you just read, you know, the fiction, life based on fiction. of the computer systems, you know, what I'm going to call the digital green hoax.
The digital green hoax, and it's all wrapped up in economy, isn't it? In economics. When we go in and we look down at the very bottom, as I've stated so many times in the past, if we want to wrap our minds around this concept of sustainable development, if you can resolve it down to the word demand and make it an economic order, a new economic order, I think we're in a really good place. And of course, there's just absolutely nothing more suitable for working economics than computing and computing systems. So, let's go ahead and open up this concept, this green hoax.
Yeah, well, I of course have been trying to document the precise steps, you know, over the years of what led us to global governance, because it's one thing for somebody to say it, you know, they're trying to implement a global government. But for me personally, I need to know, I need to prove it to myself. How did they did it? How they did it? Who did it? Why they did it? And so forth, you know, because if you don't know the actual steps that they've gone through and the very real things that they've done, then you tend to sit back and say, well, no, that's not possible because we have a constitution. We have a form of government that is in place, and therefore it is impossible for them to do that sort of thing because you base your assumption on the idea that our leaders of our government will be following our law, and the Constitution is the highest law in this nation. But the fact is, when you start looking at this, they threw it out the window.
Well, I guess you could look at the way Nancy Pelosi responded to the question the other day, whether or not this health care bill has any provision or standing in the Constitution. She just kind of looked at him and said, "You must be kidding." Gives you an idea where they're coming from. Of course, you know, you could go into commerce and look at it from that standpoint. But the disdain of the Speaker of the House to a member of the House on a valid question, what's the constitutionality of all this, just to retort with, "You must be kidding," gives you an idea, folks, of just how far down this rabbit hole that we've gone. The idea of three-cornered hats and mourners' benches and the 50-caliber black powder rifle stacked in the corner, all that, it makes for really good TV and docudramas, perhaps, but it has very little to do with this new economic order.
Exactly, and I was thinking about that the other day. I found something in a G8 document, and it made me realize that all of the groups, all of the patriot groups that are out there working on the various issues, you know, whether it's property or water issues or health care, education, all, it doesn't matter what the issue is, because you're doing is just working on a symptom of the problem. The real problem is that they internationalized our economic system and our government, and until we break that link with the international system, we will never get our country back. And you won't salvage property because there are because the international system is communist. It's a communist system. It's a fascist communist system.
It's a collective ownership of property. It transfers it away from the individual ownership of property to the collective ownership of property. But this happened, 1913 to 1933. I would imagine that during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt term, and certainly after Richard Milhouse, Tricky Dick, Nixon, that whole thing has been swept away. And so, you know, for as much as we can appreciate Edwin Vieira's study of the Constitution to be, you know, busy at work setting up committees of safety, you know, it flies in the face of reason. We definitely have to correctly diagnose the disease, this super social disease of globalization is what we're dealing with. And a lofty goal, of course, is the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But we're going to need a big axe and a mighty man to swing it to get back to that.
Right. We've got to cut that fiber optic cable on the international system. And until that happens, we're not going to get our country back, and it will not be, we can't return to American values, because in the international system, our values are minority. And so, and that's just the way it is. I mean,
One of the links that you sent me overnight that I had a chance to look at was this rather lengthy document back in the 1997 when the G7 or the G8 really got together and met the Denver summit of the 8th, June the 20th to the 22nd in 1997. It says the title of it is Confronting Global Economic and Financial Challenges, the Denver Summit Statement by 7. And having read through that lengthy document, there's some 35 points involved in it, but having looked through that, it really gives you a better understanding, at least it certainly gives me a better understanding or a more clear understanding, not only of how long this has been happening, but also the language that is used inside of this system by the heads of state and government that really doesn't speak to national sovereignty or independent states, folks. It's a global collective. We're in it, and we need to understand it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned with our special guest, Vicki Davis, going through a variety of documentations this morning. There's certainly the opportunity exists for you to follow along to a great extent. If you have an internet-connected computer or a high-speed internet-connected computer, this morning it's going to be a pretty slow load. There's some large documents here. But if you do have a high-speed internet-connected document or a computer, you can go to www.channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com, Vicki's website. And click on the Become Vocal Local link, which you'll find on the left-hand side of the page. And when that page opens up, you'll see the documents that we have in front of us. I'm looking at this Denver Summit again from 1997, the G7, G8. And there are about 38 points, I guess, in this list of points. But 35 seems to be very interesting. It goes this way. Listen carefully, audience. The globalization of national economies has increased the challenge of harmful tax competition. As stated in the Lion communique, tax schemes aimed at attracting financial and other geographically mobile activities can create harmful tax competition between states, carrying risks of distorting trade and investment, and could lead to the erosion of national tax bases. Harmful tax competition also undermines the fairness and neutrality of the tax system. Hence, we, again, these are those G8, we attach great importance to the work undertaken by the OECD. We hope that the OECD can produce its conclusions and recommendations on this subject in time for our considerations at next year's summit. This is point number 35 out of 38, Vicki.
Right. And the reason why that one just stood up and screamed at me is because, first of all, they're admitting the globalization of our national economies, and the analysis of the economies, of all of the economies at the international level, and then stating, basically giving an assignment to the OECD to come up with a solution for taxing, you know, harmonizing the tax systems for the countries of the world so that you don't have corporations arbitraging countries for lower taxes. Basically, what that shows you is that, several things actually. It shows that, first of all, you can't internationalize one system without internationalizing all systems of government. And it's kind of like a domino effect, you know, one right after the other. Internationalize the financial system, that affects the tax system, that affects, you know, the other systems of government, the budgeting of governments. I mean, it just goes down the line, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so that's one of the important things on that. But another thing, too, is that looking at the tax system fails to consider that perhaps even a bigger factor in the nationalization of economies is the price of labor. You know, and it's the price of labor that would the corporations could also use as arbitrage, and they have used as arbitrage against a country, and that's why we have jobs from this country being exported to India and China and so forth because the price of labor is cheaper.
Yeah, and wage price and labor are synonymous almost in terms, especially economically. We've been looking at this the study of this Principles of Economics 101, a series that I've been doing for a while as I've read through this college textbook. But if you start with the basis of the four fundamental building blocks, if you will, of economies, the wealth of nations, if you start with the idea of land, first of all, when we look at land, land bases, you know, that's pretty well established by the geographic boundaries. That's a given. Not all of the countries on the planet compete on the same playing field when you look at renewable mineral or natural resources like timber and fisheries and other things like that. When we look at the non-renewables or the expendables, the minerals, the countries are not all on the same playing field there. Each country has different minerals to offer to the global marketplace. A move out of the of land, which is really rent, and move into labor, we really are looking at wages there. The next one, of course, is capital in this, and that really is just interest on capital. And then the fourth consideration there is the enterpriser. And in the marketplace today, where we have the transnational corporations being the enterprisers of the globe, and as more and more of these corporations suck up and combine with the other smaller firms, we're really dealing with just fewer and fewer enterprisers who are working internationally to manipulate rents, wages, and interest. And so, in that standpoint, when you've got things like, as they say here, creating this harmful tax competition between the states, the opportunity to gain the greatest proceeds for the corporations is really linked right in, at least if I'm reading their study right, is linked right into these tax structures where, like you said, companies and countries could arbitrage between each other, offering better tax structures. But as far as competing with wage earners is concerned, there are other factors that are involved in it. The land is involved in it, as is also the interest or the capital, if any of it made sense.
Yeah, it does. Because wages in this country are based on our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third world, you don't have this kind of infrastructure, so you don't have, you know, the kind of wages that would be necessary to build it. I mean, it's all of these things are linked together, and you cannot separate them out.
Correct. And the idea of standard of living is one of these indices that it's very specious the more I study it. But it can be defined. It can be developed. But if we look at somebody, let's say in China, and not everyone in China works for a penny a day, folks. But if you look at the people, let's say they're making a buck a day, and over here, you know, a union journeyman carpenter brings in $30 an hour or something like that. The disparagence is huge from a wage standpoint. But by the time you go back through the other elements of the economy and you realize that the person that's making a buck a day in China has a government-provided plot of ground and is living in a hut of some sort, perhaps, whereas here our worker making $30 an hour is living in a subdivision someplace, and at the end of the month, I would imagine that both the Chinese and the American workers are looking at just about the same big goose egg in their checkbook.
Yes, and that's why the whole idea, you know, whenever you hear anybody say that, you know, there's billions of people around the world living on a dollar a day, they are being fundamentally dishonest.
Exactly. And economically, from an economic language standpoint, dishonest as well. So we'll figure that out, and then we'll start to harmonize this all together on the other side of this break. Folks, stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, visiting again as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. So much information can be found this morning, especially on our website at channelingreality.com. If you'll click on the Become Vocal Local link on the homepage of that website, her website, you'll open up the page that we're referring to in general. There's never an opportunity in these broadcasts to go through all of the documentation that Vicki brings to the plate. A lot of this is good homework and further study as we go through and discuss this, but certainly coming out of this 1997 G7, G8 summit, we find that the discussion years ago now, folks, was on this idea of harmonizing the tax competition between the states, but also looking at the economy in general. And as we started in, Vicki, we have this kind of, it's both ignorance and arrogance, but when we are thinking about the global system from the lens of a national orientation, our own national prejudices and our own national hatreds, if you will. But these guys step above and beyond that. They've blurred all the boundaries. And when we're involved in economics, the productivity of labor, the productivity really of capital investments, are throughout all of Agenda 21. The whole idea of capacity building and the transfer of technology you know, you could say that labor productivity rates, and we talk about that from time to time. You hear those kind of economic reports and statistics brought forward. But you could say that the labor is more productive. At the same time, it's productive because you've laid off a whole bunch of people, and so the units that are being of labor have been replaced with units of machines or technology. They're still able to get the same kind of a bottom line percentage return on their capital investment, but they're doing it with far fewer labor. And we find that in agriculture, we find it in industry, and just about in every sector of the economy.
Well, right. And when you look at the cost of labor for manufacturing and you look at machines, they did increase the productivity of capital. And, you know, you could say the productivity of labor, but it really is the productivity of capital. You buy a machine and the machine replaces 10 of your workers, you're getting more bang for your buck and the machine never calls in sick. But now when you globalize the economy, you take that machine and you say, now where in the world can I put it where my remaining workers that I have to have will be the cheapest to maximize my profits? Oh, China. We can get the cheapest labor in the world in China, so we take the machine, move it over there, and, you know, now, so the place where the machine was originally invented, where all the costs were done on R&D and the development and the whole infrastructure of the United States, you know, that was geared around industrializing is now, at least if you listen to these English economists of the Fabian socialist variety, they say that the United States is obsolete. And so it's only obsolete in terms of the price of labor.
And land as well. I mean, if you've got, if you're trying to deal, first of all, let's say with land valued in U.S. dollars as opposed to land that would be set aside within a communist or a socialist state in a socialist industrial park, for instance, where you would have state gifting of land or space or a very low land rent for that space. That is an unfair system of competition and ostensibly taxation. You add to that the reduction in the interest or capital. In other words, instead of having to go out and borrow the capital to invest in the plant and facility, that would come from the state. So that you've saved. Then you bring in the labor, the wages at a low wage rate. Eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency, eliminate the Consumer Protection Agency, and all of the rest of the alphabet soup. You've developed an unequal playing field, harmful tax competition between states, as they say, which carries the risk of distorting trade and investment. So you would think that they would be able to think this out before they hauled all of their gear over there. But at the same time, when they do that, Vicki, their people, their standard of living rises along with it. And so even though the machines are there, the machines there also displace workers, but because there's more goods on the marketplace, ostensibly, their general level of prosperity would rise, which would then spur continuing development in cycles just like we experienced in the United States from 1900 to the year 2000.
Well, yeah, but we've talked about this before. I mean, when you look at the differences in population, the way economists look at this, they're looking at equilibrium. Mm-hmm. And theoretically, even if you move equipment and businesses over there, at some point you'll reach an equilibrium in the price of labor, you know, to make things even. But that's not true when you have such a difference in population, when there are differences in costs to do business. I mean, you know, there's so many factors. It's kind of like, it's really, economics is a game of statistical fraud. Bottom line, because no matter what you present, you know, as your basis, there are variables that can make whatever your case is, there are variables that can be adjusted to make what you're saying not true, to make it not true. And that's why the people on Wall Street are so, such good, con men, because they understand how to manipulate the variables. You know, nothing is ever, simple and straightforward. 1 + 1 = 2. You've got a zillion other variables that you can adjust, so that you make money out, you know, one way or the other, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I understand that. And that would be, you know, from the enterpriser's standpoint, that would be the goal. I mean, people go into business in order to make money. They want to increase their profits. They very rarely go into business for a philanthropic interest at all. That's a sidebar that goes under the tax code. But they go into business to make money, and so making money, you could expect them to do it in any way that they can cut the corners or fudge the books to accomplish that goal, they will. What we're looking at is a global house that's set up that way, which makes it really complex to try and follow. There's no doubt about it. But if we take something like agriculture, while the farm populations and farm employments have been decreasing over the years, the actual acreage of the farms has increased. And so there are a lot of people who occupy farmland who are living on subsistence. And you can do it not just in the United States, but around the world. They're really at subsistence levels of farming. And then there's another element of farmers, if you will, people who live on agricultural rural lands who are not in it for the money at all, but they just like the lifestyle. Then there's another class that are in it that do hobby farming. Let's say they raise one particular kind of a sheep or some exotic fowl if they find interesting, or some brand of horses, some one of the breeds of horses. They're in the mix as well. But again, when you look at it from a monetary standpoint, their addition or their output is so minimal that over the whole scale of farm productivity, you've got to be looking at the huge farms that are using their land, their labor, and their capital, in other words, machines, the fewer people able to farm more acres with the adoption of machinery and other things. That's where the real farming numbers come from. And the same, I would imagine, is what you could find and express even in industrial applications.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And there was one class, though, that you missed, and that's the class that owns farms that say they're a farm, but really they just own it for a tax write-off. And that would fall into the category of distortion in the tax system, because if you were just doing a statistical analysis, then I better hold off until after the break.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Your calls are welcome today, folks.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Returned once again, visiting with Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we're going into the break, you were cut off by those bumper demons one more time. Why don't you pick it up right there?
Okay. Yeah, what I was going to say is that if you tried to do a statistical analysis on the productivity of farms, and you've got all these different kinds of farms that you mentioned, and then the one that I threw in there, the one, you know, where people maintain rural property, call it a farm, but it's really just for tax benefits, it would distort your analysis. And if you're just looking at our country, you can see where the complexity of the statistical analysis is just boggles the mind. But now do that for the entire globe. It's really not possible unless you harmonize, make everything the same, and then you could do a decent statistical analysis. But it's intellectual fraud to say that you can do the statistical analysis in the world of chaos and come up with an actual honest answer.
And I think that's why we see so much of the specialist reporting. And, you know, like they always say that you know, figures don't lie, but liars figure. We don't have an equal playing field. We have a lot of countries out there that are schlepping along as far as the IT part of all of this is concerned. They're not interconnected. Therefore, they're not interdependent. The drive is on to make that so. We found that the extension of the railroad from China into Tibet, you know, going back to the discussion we had last week. But that's a beginning step towards this interconnectivity. That corridor, no doubt, will have the internet going right along with it and modern power facilities and so on and so forth. But we don't have a level playing field. We've got the developed countries that have hundreds of years of development, certainly from most all of the developed countries went through the Industrial Revolution together and were competing against each other for productivity in that. We have a tremendous quantity of the planet Earth that is not under cultivation. Wherever we do find it under cultivation, it seems almost systemic that farmers will tend to produce to the greatest output possible at all times. That just kind of is a hedge against the vagaries of weather. I know that on the small place that I occupied for a while, hay was the number one thing that I put out every year to offset the taxation on the property. But you would keep as many acres in hay field as you possibly could, and do everything you could do to get the maximum number of bales made, because you never knew when the rain was going to come and rain on your hay, when it was down and spoil it, or whether your prices were going to be up or down that year. So you're always going for maximum output. That doesn't happen in industry, because if you go that way in industry, you pass the law of diminishing returns, if you will. You have to balance the units of production. And that requires a little bit more mathematics than the farmers apply. So all of these things work together, and I think you're absolutely right. When you stand back and say, okay, from a global standpoint, here's the new global economic order, we've got the head taken care of, but the body remains untended to.
Right. Well, and if you go back, and which is why I've been, you know, going back into history, and when you backtrack, you realize that all of the justifications for everything that they're doing were based on computer models that were done on computer systems back in the late 1960s, early 1970s, like this Global 2000 report that was commissioned by Jimmy Carter. Here's a quote from him. I am directing the Council on Environmental Quality and the Department of State, working in cooperation with, and then three dots, other appropriate agencies, to make a one-year study of the probable changes in the world's population, natural resources, and environment through the end of the century. Well, and this was in 1977. I can tell you right now, they did not have the computing power and they did not have the data to do those kinds of projections back at that time. But they based the entire policy for the entire world on these reports that were fundamentally dishonest, just right from the get-go.
Yeah, it goes back to Aristotle, and I've used the quote many times, but such as they are originally based on a mistake, and as they begin badly, they cannot help to end badly. This is a real problem. It's just like the Keynesian school of economics, the idea that you could spend your way into prosperity, yeah, as long as you could find someone stupid enough to keep giving you the money. But when you've been robbing from Peter to pay Paul, to the point that Peter is now disheartened, broke, disillusioned, and is no longer willing to work, then not only does Peter starve to death, but Paul goes with him, and we find ourselves being led down this trail. So from an IT standpoint, though, don't you think that they've been changing this model regularly as they've updated their computers?
Yes, and as they get more data, they add to it. But as we saw with Wall Street, computer models are fiction, and the statistics can be manipulated for whatever purpose you want. I mean, the only thing you can really rely on is true hard data, and hard data comes after the fact. And but at some point, and I think it was probably since they started this whole system based on models, from my observations of government reports and the way that they do things, I think they've continued using a system of models. And so their statistics, the things that they've been relying on to make decisions, have been bad data. Bad data in the sense that it was made up data, projected data, not hard data.
Yeah, opinions are like, you know, like elbows. They're easily easily bent to suit the purpose at hand, no doubt about it. And when you come out with an opinion, you know, like we say now, the economists unexpectedly, we had a decline in unemployment unexpectedly. Obviously, those that are advancing the information into the newspeak propaganda machine, they're not privy to the inside track. I don't think that most of the economists have a clue of what they've done to the system. They've definitely damaged it, perhaps irreparably, perhaps intentionally. Logically, would say that it has been done intentionally. But again, a lot of it is based on opinion. A lot of it is based on confidence, the investor confidence, the flight to safety, risk aversion, all these terms I come across on a regular basis. But somewhere in all of this, there's got to be some, either at Goldman Sachs or at some one of these other companies, they understand what we're talking about this morning to the point that they knew it 20 years ago. Surely they're working towards something, but what are they working towards?
Well, the systems depend also on the quality of the mind of the people that design and write them. And case in point of the human fallibility is the fact that those financial models for the mortgages in Wall Street, they didn't program those with consideration for the fact that the value of home prices go down. They always had their model had the prices always going up in perpetuity.
Well, this is really, you know, you're right on the money on that one, because this is really the flaw in the idea of sustainable development. And when I say that it's sustainable development is driven by demand, and we understand that through propaganda, whether you take it from the Catholic standpoint, the universal standpoint, you bring it in from Edward Bernays, we have to create demand for products. We have to create the demand for all of the environmental and developmental concerns. When we're concerned about scarcity of minerals, when we're concerned about scarcity of potable water, in order to sustain demand, you have to reduce the population so that you can continue this upward trend in pricing. You have to have a continual demand of buyers or consumers, which we've discussed. And all of these things, it's like a Ponzi scheme, folks. It's a pyramid scheme, and we're coming to the cap of this pyramid and the top of the hour. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time, impervious to bacteria and mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com.
Cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official web page for this network. Certainly get up and look around on that website if you can, where you can, and if you can. We can always use some contributions to help offset the cost of keeping this high-tech system on the air. And visiting again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis, as we're going into the break, Vicki, we're talking about this global 2000 report to the president. Here's a little bit about the cover right out of this article. You can get this on the web this morning, folks, www.channelingreality.com. On the homepage of Vicki's website, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and you'll come into these various documents, but it goes this way. The Global 2000 Report to the President presents a picture that can be painted only in broad strokes and with a brush still in need of additional bristles. It is, however, the most complete and consistent such picture ever painted by the U.S. government. Many rapid and undesirable developments are foreseen if public policies concerning population stabilization, resource conservation, and environmental protection remain unchanged over the coming decades. Vigorous and determined new initiatives are needed around the world. These initiatives need to be taken soon, while the picture is yet fluid, and nations are still preparing to enter the 21st century. I would say that some of this picture is firming up a bit, that's metastasizing within the very body politic. But when we talk about population stabilization, resource conservation, environmental protection, and these elements, we're really deep into the understanding of wages, labor, if you will, and land. There are such things as renewable resources, and then there are those resources that man actually consumes. These are involved in that. But as we add technology, capacity building, as they say, the investment of capital, as we add technology, we have found over the last 50 years that what we thought was an exhausted ore supply for copper, for instance, became a very continuing sort of a supply of copper, because we learned how to extract more and more copper out of the tailings of what was originally considered that was the last draw. And the same goes with iron ore. We went through and we just used the steam shovel and scooped up whole mountains of iron ore. But there's lots of other iron ore available, one of the most abundant minerals that we have. But there is certainly some credo to the idea that there are some resources that are in very scarce supply. And when we look into things like electric automobiles and these hybrid cars, some of the rare earth minerals are in scarce supply. And to supply the entire world with electric motor scooters just ain't quite in the picture. But go where you like with this, Vicki. We've got another minute here in this segment.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention.
Absolutely.
And by expanding and creating a global economy, they eliminated the necessity for the large corporations to innovate at the high ends of technology. But what they did, you know, with the, with these statistical reports. Do you remember when what's his name, Rumsfeld, said there are known knowns, there are known unknowns, and there are unknown unknowns. Well, when they did these reports, these statistical reports, there were more known unknowns than there were known knowns.
Precisely. And everyone laughed at that, you know, Vicky, and yet at the same time, when I listened to what he said, you know, there are the things in this world that we know, folks. There are the things that we don't know. But if you run out the permutation of two, you'll get all of the options that he advanced. It wasn't a stupid statement. It was actually quite true. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again. Yes, Donald Rumsfeld had a quite the statement when he was talking about the things that we know and the things that we don't know. Let's go ahead and build on that theme, Vicki.
Well, yeah, and if you go back and you look at the analysis that they did in the 1970s, those people were the futurists on the lunatic side of the ledger. You know, being perfectly blunt, which is what we were talking about last week in the World Game of Chaos, you know, the futurists with their computer systems and speaking to the primitives and so forth. But what these people did is that they had their solution in mind for what they thought was the problem, and they produced the data to prove it, which is a different thing than producing the data and analyzing the data and seeing how it comes out.
Exactly, and we find that in this man-made global warming climate change phenomena as well. When a scientist is asked to do a study by a foundation or an institute or by a private company, and they're told what they want, then they go in and they do all the research, and yes, the numbers can come out to support the thesis. But again, if they base it all on a mistake, they can't help but to end badly. So they have done that, I think. They have ended badly because they have followed these they're nonsensical arguments. Man-made global warming is ridiculous, but they have certainly built this strong argument to support it, and unfortunately, a lot of these globalists are taking that banner and running forward with it.
Well, they're depending on the reports that come from, you know, scientists, computer scientists that were the elite of this society, and they were talking to primitives who... Basically, I mean, you know, you can just sum it up by using the maxim in the computer industry. You can dazzle them with brilliance, or you can baffle them with BS. And what these early computer scientists did was both. They dazzled them with brilliance, and they baffled them with BS, and they built a global system around it. And the illogic of things that we see them doing today, of the policies that they're instituting today, are because of the intellectual fraud presented in these early reports and in the models.
You know, we've talked pretty extensively in the past about IT in relationship to the healthcare. As this healthcare bill comes forward, how do you see that working into the global IT system? What are some of the things, the red flags that you see should something like this, even in a Senate version, come to pass?
Well, the whole thing is a red flag. The way that they plan on paying for it, but they really can't admit it and discuss it, is because they're going to actually eliminate your ability to see a real doctor. They're going to be stepping down on the quality of your frontline, first-line providers. And they plan on setting up telecommunications links so that these second-tier, second- and third-tier providers can communicate with real doctors. But another fraud of it is that in the insurance part of it, the insurance aspect of it, making everybody have insurance, that's because a big part of that, what your premium is going to be a tax, but it will be a tax collected through the insurance company. And having private corporations be tax collectors is a trend that began, I'm not sure, sometime in the 1980s or maybe in the 1990s when they started taxes on your phone bill to build out the internet. And I know
that's
when I was...
universal connectivity charge, and we could go back in and look at something that I've been not liked all my adult life is this idea of mandatory state-mandated automobile insurance. You know, yes, you can. If you have a pocket deep enough, you can post a bond and get out of that. But being one that doesn't play a game called bumper cars, I feel as though I've been penalized my whole life to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year to continue with these insurance policies on my transportation device, if you will. And I see the same thing here with the healthcare mandating that everyone carry an insurance policy. Obviously, you know that the insurance lobby is strong into this, but again, it's another form of tax. It's just, again, leveling the playing field by stripping away all of the wage, the purchasing power from the labor field, labor pool, if you will. We can actually come down to the level of the Bolivian peasant or the Chinese coolie, if you will. And basically, at the end, like I said, at the end of the month, you come up with this big goose egg in your checkbook because you paid $80 a month for your internet connection, $300 a month for your electricity, $250 a month for your auto, another couple hundred dollars a month for your health care insurance, and there's nothing left at the end of the day that you can't go out and buy anything.
Right. And that's the whole fraud of the $1 a day business, you know?
Exactly.
But the taxation in the form of insurance or embedded in your insurance is part of the plan by the OECD to harmonize tax systems. And, you know, this gets a little, it's obscure. And you have to understand how their thinking is in order to understand how they are actually incrementally implementing the OECD plan for taxation across the globe.
Yeah.
And the whole movement towards a national sales tax is the implementation of the OECD plan for harmonizing tax systems, because it's just a simple straight tax on consumption, replacing whatever tax system a country has with a tax on consumption.
If it could be a tax replacement system, it would be egregious enough, but in my life I haven't seen any of the taxes go away. It's a tax addition process. You know, we go back and look at this global report, this 2000 report. It gives you an idea just in the table of contents, population projections for the world by major regions and selected countries, estimates and rough projections for selected urban agglomerations in developing countries, gross national product estimates, per capita GNP, well, given grain production, consumption and trade, per capita grain production, all of this. What we're really looking at are inputs and outputs in a global economy, which really leaves us completely out of this mix. Well, I feel so small when I read these things. I'm not even a grain of sand. We'll be right back.
Thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Our call-in number remains in the Austin, Texas area. If you have unlimited long-distance access or if you'd like to listen online, it's 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on this conversation, perhaps you have a question on your mind, your calls are certainly welcome today. Back to this table of contents here, we find global primary energy use from 1975 to 1990, and per capita global primary energy use annually from 1975 through 1990. And here, Vicki, I can see the need for the smart grid, ostensibly, the idea that data collection and analysis is and will be with us as an ongoing feature, and to be able to deal effectively on this global scale, it would take certain things, just like the smart grid, to get down to be able to say, well, you know, people use so much electricity for their carburetor and so much electricity for their coffee bean grinder and so much electricity for their space heaters and blah, 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 so that you could hone in on your economic figures and come up with some good statistics. This is all part of this system.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of need. We could build another nuclear power plant. I mean, what they're basing the idea of the smart grid. This is where technology and the lunatic, radical environmental fringe elements come together in a way that is beneficial to both, because you have the environmentalists who want to control all resources so that you can't cut a tree down that's in your very own yard, with the technology people who design and develop control systems, tracking and tracing and controlling. And
let's go to Lark in Texas. Let's bring up a caller. We've got a caller, Lark in Texas. Good morning, Lark.
Well, good morning. I want you guys to know how much I appreciate your Tuesdays and Thursday programs. I've just started listening in the last four or five weeks, but very much appreciated.
Well, thank you.
I had to smile this morning, and I had to ask myself, well, what is the ideal global citizen? And so it finally boiled down, at least in my mind, that, well, we should either become subsistent farmers, we should go back to living in caves and simply pick from among the reeds and the wild plants for growing to subsist. And
now, be careful with those wild plants now. Protected species.
Well, and we must clean up after ourselves.
That's
so,
right.
And, of course, I think the ideal global citizen, frankly, is one that's probably dead and long buried.
You got it. Yep, that's the logical conclusion. That's the only logical conclusion that you can come up with because of the logical fallacy, the contradiction between the controlling the resources and maintaining the population, and all of it based on the economics of maximization of efficiency. So maximization of efficiency says that, you know, we need to get rid of about, you know, 70-80% of the population, because we just don't need them. You know, they're extras.
Well, and, you know, truly, to be that ideal global citizen, because goodness knows I want to be a good person. We all do. It seems to me that, frankly, work is really rather passé, because, I mean, the people that are getting paid to control us all are really just blowing a lot of hot air. And, frankly, they're, as far as I'm concerned, they're wasting resources. I mean, I never watch TV anymore, but sometimes I'll watch C-SPAN, and I'm thinking, what the hell are these people accomplishing?
You're exactly right.
I'm thinking, you know, that I'm a better citizen if I don't work. All I do is take care of myself, do a little trade and barter just to get by, and amuse myself the best way I can, and really just kind of stay away from people that want to better inform my opinions about how to live my life.
But no, you're exactly right. You know, that's why the government payroll is growing, because the people that are being put on the payroll, either directly or through grants, you know, public-private partnerships, non-governmental organizations, their purpose, their function is to facilitate the redesign of our life and our way of thinking to reorient us to be a global citizen. So, and really it's an overhead kind of function that adds nothing to productivity of the nation.
Well, I think
if you take
a look at it, any of the things that are out there, one that comes immediately to mind, readily accessible on the internet, I think it's on YouTube, is Zeitgeist and the Zeitgeist Addendum. And if you look at the futuristic cities that are developed by the urban planning community and the great architects, what you will notice, if you look carefully, is that even though they have skyscrapers that are surrounded by green belts and little fields and you know, the three-field system just like out of feudalism, and they've got a train station with an elevated train and all of this moving sidewalks, there are no people. And so if you can understand that in this futuristic system of systems, people are not a viable element. We're the unhuman beings. We need to go away. We're in the way of all of this. We're an unpredictable variable. We populate geometrically, whereas everything else on the planet deals with arithmetically, if you want to go down the Malthusian theory line. And so we really find ourselves in a pickle, and I think you're absolutely right, Lark, that really the best thing that we could do is to remain motionless. So I think that one of my favorite places in the house is my hall closet. There's just enough room for me there to get into a fetal position on the floor and suck my thumb, And, you know, if I could just engage someone else to come by from time to time with a bowl of rice, I'd be in good situation. But unfortunately, the electricity bill comes every month. The telephone bill comes every month. My property tax is due once again. How am I supposed to be able to pay all of these egregious taxes if I stay in the fetal position, sucking my thumb in the floor of the hall closet? It just doesn't work.
Well, of course, you know, we're heading towards that transhumanist human being that exists in society, and you know, that's basically where we're supposed to be smart enough to be able to overcome these difficulties. You know, my solution is frankly, since we know that the money is counterfeit, and frankly we're essentially being led into the future by a bunch of con artists, counterfeiters, thieves, and murderers, that frankly the best thing to do is just decouple ourselves from this faux currency and everything that it touches, and basically essentially live like you know, pagan
Yeah, well, just hang on right there, Lark. Think of the word. We'll pick you up on the other side of this break. Stay right there, Vicki. We'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes. Your calls are welcome.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065. Folks, your calls are certainly welcome. Let's go back to our caller, Lark, in Dallas, Texas. Lark, did you think of that word?
I'm sorry, what did you say, William, the word?
Yeah, the word. Have we gotten that lost word yet?
Well, it doesn't matter because even though I agree with you, it seems like the idea is to head for the hills. They're not going to let you do that because the Agenda 21 plan calls for all of us to, they want to protect the rural areas, so they want to herd us all into these stack 'em and pack 'em high rises in the urban areas where they can feed us soil and green.
They certainly want us herded into their dystopian society. I have to think though that we can turn things around. I think back to Diogenes of Sinope, the famous philosopher sage, slave, I should say, who was famous for looking for an honest man that he never found. And he said, the art of being a slave is to rule one's master.
Exactly.
He also said, I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance.
Precisely.
And he has the most, who is most content with the least. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to be this good global citizen. And I mean, I've been studying communitarianism and communitarian law now for 4 years. And it's certainly very sick.
It is. And I hope that you've gotten a lot of that with Nikki Rapana, her website, the Anti-Communitarian League. But if you've done that study.
Oh, I love Nick.
Yeah, if you do that study and run it back, you know, I've communicated with letters, emails, I guess, a couple of them. I haven't gotten any responses really from her, but through one of our mutual friends, certainly have had a dialogue going for years. But if you go back and start with Immanuel Kant and his categorical imperative, and look at that, to so act such that your actions become really a model or a law for the world. That's, in other words, all things begin with us. Carry that into Kant's disciple, if you will, Hegel, and understand that Hegel and his dialectic is just but one part of his whole veneration of the state. Pick up Feuerbach, Hegel's disciple, and understand that his rejection of both God and the state. Take that into Martin Buber, his disciple. And Martin Buber came up with what's famously understood as the I, thou, I, it principle, where we abandon our relationship with the Creator. We establish a relationship with the earth, I, it. I understand that. Pick up Amitai Etzioni, studying under Buber in Israel, and then off to
the terrorist, right?
Yeah. You start that.
You mean the terrorist?
Yeah, the terrorist. Bring that over to the United States, and then take it up to Columbia, and then now to I think Georgetown is where he hangs his hat most of the time. The idea of the community is very important. We understand that, but when we're trying to find out who we are, and whose we are, and how we're going to interact in this. You know, even withdrawal, not abstinence, from all things economic, no longer being a global economic man. If we all adopt that, Lark, then the system is not just going to fail, but it will fail utterly. So that option doesn't produce a viable end result. Getting out of the debt is a great place to start. Stop using the Federal Reserve notes to the greatest extent possible. That's another one. Try and start to develop some systems of freedom right where you are locally, not to advance the localist agenda, the propagandists, the change agents form of localism, the idea of the edge theory and all that from Tavistock, but more just to start looking more right about where you are, because, you know, no man is an island. We can be self-reliant in the things that we do, but none of us can be self-sufficient. Not even countries can be self-sufficient with the technology that we have today. So there's a lot on the plate here. I'm certainly glad that you listened to the broadcast. Hope you'll continue. And maybe one of these days I can get you on for a long segment and we can talk about your understanding of communitarian law. But final thoughts?
Well, I just want you to know that I appreciate all that you do. And I am a listener, and I'll be calling back in from time to time. I absolutely have things I would like to say and like to get feedback on. But
this is a platform for that. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. And if you've studied that particular branch of philosophically radical thought, I welcome you on this broadcast. And I thank you for calling in, Lark.
Well, keep up the good work, both of you. And Vicki, thanks for your channeling reality site, especially the notes in advance of the discussion. That's very helpful.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad that it's helping.
Okay, well, thank you then. Okay, well, so back to you then, Vicki. Lark brought up a lot of really good points, and I always enjoy hearing from our listeners. We don't get a lot of calls, but the calls that we do get are always of the best quality. We find ourselves in a pickle in all of this. Like I have said before in the past, you know, when August Comte came up with this sociology, this queen of sciences, where basically the human being becomes the object of investigation, we find ourselves in this little petri dish like so many dust mites. We're under the great microscope. We're being examined every way to Sunday. How do we respond to that, or where would you like to continue to go next?
Well, I don't know, but it's very complex, and anything that's complex, I think what I have to do personally is to find the origins of it. Where does it start? You know, at what point? How far back do I have to go to define the problem? And, you know, so that then I can begin to work on a solution. And for all of the things that I've looked at, the problems are the IT systems and the internationalization of our economy. And what we need to do is to make it real to people. What these systems are, what they've done to our economy, and how they impact our system of government and our country. In a global system, you know, where we have a group of intellectually elite scientists who are focused on their particular area of specialty, and they're looking across the globe, we as individuals are so minuscule, we don't even end up on the radar of their scope. They're looking at us as if we are an entity, a group, a collection that has certain attributes. And that is a totally contrary way that's totally contrary to all of the American values and thinking that we have been raised with. Now, maybe if you raise a baby from the beginning with the idea that they are nothing but a member of a collective, then maybe they can deal with it.
Well, if you go back to Hillary Clinton, I think it was, when she made the comment that it takes a community to raise a child and bring in that element that Lark brought in, the idea of the communitarianism. When we understand rightly this, what is the pursuit of happiness, and we can get our minds wrapped around the idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, where the individual actually starts to lose any semblance of need or necessity within the collective, then I think we get a better understanding of what the challenge is, let's say, from the global standpoint. We do have a strong division of labor. There's no doubt about it. We have a lot of people that have spent their entire lives in laboratories studying microbiology or something like that. We've got a lot of specialists out there, experts say. But as Richard Buckminster Fuller, Bucky Fuller stated in his idea of synergy, where the sum of the whole is greater than the parts, and the idea that we need to have comprehensivists and world men involved in this mix as well, it's the comprehensivists and the world men who find themselves at the leadership of these things, people like Lawrence Summers, for instance, or Robert Rubin or somebody like that, you know. Those people are the comprehensivists, and they have the global picture to which none of us are privy. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And we're back once again, and it's like a bobsled shoot. We just have got it iced down to the max, and these 2 hours go by so rapidly, and I hate to allow my motor mouth to run to the end of the broadcast without thanking you once again, Vicki, for getting up early, pulling together all of this information, posting it on your website, and coming and sharing it with our audience each day on Tuesdays and Thursdays as we do. We certainly are developing a bit of a fan club for this kind of an ad-lib discussion that we have. We've talked about the who, we've talked about what, we've talked about where. We know a lot of the answers to that, you know, how they're getting this accomplished. But one of the real troubling questions, one of the ones that always comes to mind, is the why. Why are these directions, you know, besetting us now? What's the why in all of this? Any ideas, Vicki?
I don't know, unless maybe you go back to what we were talking about off air, you know, which is the if you study the psychology of the world's engineers, it may be that they are attempting to bring order to the world, they in some way making up for the chaos in their own personal lives. I don't know, that's really kind of reaching, but what you made me realize this morning is that I, as a professional, that's what I did for a living, is to bring order to chaos for corporations, you know, in implementing systems. But as a person, I totally chafe at control. My life is total chaos. And the thing is that I like it that way. So, well, I don't know. And maybe try applying that as a model for the engineers that are trying to bring order to the world.
Well, there is a real disconnect between, let's say, the engineering mindset, if you will, and the architect's mindset or the planner's mindset. There is a disconnect in that, a different worldview. The engineer is looking how to get something done, whereas the planner is looking at what to get done. It's a big difference. The architect is looking at what to get done. It's all of the engineers and all of the technicians and technical staff that work with them that make that happen. It goes back to the early crafts and the trades. Certainly the masons figured in that. The whole idea of developing an arch. The other day we talked about Stonebridge, Madeline Halfbright, her involvement with that think tank. But if you look at the Stonebridge that they have on their website, on the homepage, and again, you can check that out on the links page, Become Vocal Local on Vicki's website. These arches are an interlocking sequence of arches. We started out a series months ago, Vicki, on anarchy, so that the audience would understand what I understand about anarchy. But the archist and the archons is not just a fiction, you know, thing. It's not just some figment of the imagination. The archons and the cadres were rulers at the time, and Christ was aware of them in the Bible. That Bible passage is the real root of anarchy, being not an arch. Don't put a ruler over you. If the laws of nature and of nature's God, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we look at life as being your chiefest property and start from that standpoint, under the natural law, the revealed law, or the common law, depending how much closer you get to the modern age we get, under that, the creator of the universe was the supreme law. It was the law that was written on the hearts of man by the very finger of God. But we've transitioned away from that. You get involved with something, let's just take the chain that we did with Lark. As soon as you pick up Feuerbach in that chain, all bets are off, because we go from an agnostic, basically, to an atheist. And when we make the transition under Buber from I, thou, to I, it, we become, as you said, carbon. We become the stone. So actually, a stone has more rights, as Hal Anthony says. A stone has more rights in this UN natural system that we live in.
Well, you know what? What you just made me think of is that each age should have its own set of philosophers that perhaps take the philosophical bodies of thought, but they produce new philosophical bodies of thought for the conditions that actually exist on the ground today.
Well, we're at right there is that we've adopted Plato's Republic. It's ruled by the philosopher kings, and every single age, Vicki, has had its philosophers. We find ourselves now with people who have a very unusual philosophy. They are the philosopher kings. You know, you've got your Donald Rumsfelds, you've got your Amitai Etzionis, you've got your Robert Rubens and those kinds. We do have that kind of a situation. Who was that clown that we were looking at in the one series of, not Zolik, but the other fellow? Do you recall him?
I don't know. There are so many.
Yeah, there are so many. We know the who's, and a lot of those who's are amateur philosophers, if you will, and very amateur in their philosophy. But at the end of the day, as we're trying to figure out why, I don't know why. You know, we can go back and Michael Tsarian, for the first time just recently over the last week, I watched a couple of videos that presentations that he'd made. He brings in this idea of creation in a slightly different way, an antagonism between some interterrestrial, interstellar travelers that came and tried to hide out in this area. They were a bunch of bad and evil people. They wound up hiding on the planet Earth. They were discovered on the planet Earth, and then we were locked in with both the ionosphere and the radiation and the atmosphere. We can't get off this planet. R.G. Stair, Ralph Gordon Stair, the voice of the last day prophet of God, used to say, you don't come to the planet Earth unless you've been sent, and you don't go away from the planet Earth unless you've been called. All of these themes keep reappearing and reemerging. So there's something out there, something bigger than us, something that they may believe, something that they've found in the cuneiform scripts. We did a study of the first 6,500 years of our history. There's something out there. There might be something in the basement of the Vatican. There might be something in the basement of Christ Church, Oxford, something that others know that we don't know. And so we cannot discern the why. Unless you just think of it the way that Dr. Stan does, that we have this brotherhood of darkness, the evil ones, you know. So there's evil and there's good, good energy and evil energy. But which is good and which is evil? Hard discussion, but certainly Leo Strauss and the neocons, he was another one. He put himself up as another one of these philosopher kings. Shabtai Zvi, the beginning of the Zionist movement, if you will, the Shabtaians and the Frankists. Shabtai Zvi was recognized by the Hebrews in his time period as a Messiah figure. We have this recurrence of this stuff. Unfortunately, for those of us that walk around in the real world and smell the grass and the roses, this stuff is a little bit deep and steep.
Well, I was thinking as you were saying all of that, I recognize the fact that there are some universal truths that were true at the beginning. They're true now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a pragmatist. I dwell in the land of the real. And so, you know, when I look at the why, I see people that are just greedy pigs.
Oops, hold on a second. Let me go right to this caller. I didn't notice he was there. X from France. X, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? you know, I think I know the why. If you go to bibliotechapleiades.net and you go to Google and you type in bibliotechapleiades.net, and then you next to that you write Rituals of Freemasonry, the Worship of Lucifer and Satan, you start to realize that these people believe that they are gods or want to be like gods, but their god is Lucifer and Satan. And that is their belief system, that is their philosophy, their ideology, and it has to do with duality, darkness, and goodness. The funny thing is that Lucifer is good to them, and Satan is the energies of darkness.
We're all done. We're all done.
This is all the fucking
my friend. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks, Vicky. Thanks, Z.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.